It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday, and it's brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, yesterday, actually played this song around this time yesterday, right before we called up Al over there on the ranch for the big engagement news. And I was asked the same question in reference to this song and the actual engagement between me and Al. So, is that really true? Y'all are engaged? Yes.
Like in real life?
Yes. Not just on the radio. And then then somebody asked, hey, that song by Chad Brock that you played, is that a true story? So to the year
2000
and to the song,
Can I See You Again?
You know it, right?
She said yes, and I said wow.
From the year 2000, 25 years old. Yes. And yeah, a bit of a one-hit wonder when it comes down to it for Chad Brock.
Yes!
Thank you very much. It is yes, by the way, in the title with an exclamation mark. And it was co-written by Chad and Stephanie Smith and Jim Collins. Came out February of 2000. It was the second single and title from his album of the same name. And it reached number one. That is certainly Chad Brock's signature song and his only number one single. But it's been 3 weeks there on top of the charts. Now, Chad Brock, by the way, a retired former professional wrestler.
Brother.
When he got into country music, of course, you know, as is often the case, you're not making tons of money and you're not booking tons of gigs and stuff like that. So at his apartment complex, just like the song lays out, Chad Brock one day went to his former apartment to pick up some old mail after he'd just moved. And there was Marty. And that's how he met his first wife. He co-wrote the song after only 2 weeks of dating her, knowing immediately after seeing her, after getting the mail, that this was the one. In fact, even worked the proposal into the second verse. So he meets her there after picking up his mail, and within 2 weeks of meeting, he had this songwriting session with collaborators Jim Collins and Stephanie Smith. And he was telling them the story about this and the idea. And then the three quickly crafted the song together. They included the proposal in the second verse. He played this for her 2 months later, and then they got married. And she said,
yes!
And presumably, though we don't know for sure, we are pretty sure that he then subsequently then did say, wow. I don't know. We'll have to get that. Chad Brock's a really cool dude. Great guy. Actually did some radio, too. But, yeah. To the year 2000.
Yes!
Into my old